Okay, this is Ollie Horgan, the Finn Harps manager. Well, Ollie, I'll ask the same question I asked to Raf a moment ago. Is it a draw that feels a bit like a defeat in some respects for Finn Harps?
Yeah, I suppose it is on the basis that it was a 19-minute penalty. But, you know, all in all, we've had, I think, 10 defeats in a row, maybe bar the League Cup game against Sligo, which is maybe not as important. We've last games, you know, late in the minutes, so at least we got a pint, to put it that way to you. But no, it's the predicament we're in, we needed to try and get 3 points. But in hindsight, the second half performance from us wasn't good enough.
You must be thinking, though, the football gods are conspiring against you, because you had, in terms of work rate and application, your guys, particularly in the first half, had worked very hard.
I thought we played quite well in the first half. It's a bit, the second half, they changed formations, they go, and they went more direct and caused us not a lot of problems. You know, they had a goal disallowed by the same lines when they gave the penalty. It's, you know, probably if that penalty was given in the first minute of the game, maybe we wouldn't be complaining as much. But first half, I thought we did well. I thought we were the better side. We had a great chance to go 2-0 up against the run of play when Caelan McIlhenny ran through. He mishit it and Mitchell Beeney saved. But look, when you're down, you're down. You know, there's no point in saying anything different. Sport can be cruel, and it's certainly cruel at the moment. You know,
what do you need? Is it a win? Is it a break? Is it luck? What do you?
We need
new players? Is it? I mean, what is the thing in particular?
I'd probably stop and knock on the way home here to Galway. But that way, it's we need something to change for us. You know, I remember, and we said it inside a number of years ago, we were on a bad run in the Premier Division. It's the year we survived. I don't think we scored in 6 or 7 games. We lost all of them. And we came here in a refixed game on a Monday or Tuesday night. And Raf, who was with Sligo then, missed a penalty in the last minute. We got a point and we kicked on. You know, and that, you need something like that, somebody to look to go your way. But I'm not in any manner blaming the officials for the look. But, you know, when we were up there in the First Division last year, up challenging, everything went your way. You know, we won games. We shouldn't have won. You know, I remember John Flynn scored a winner up in Drogheda, in the 92nd minute, and we hadn't got over their half. But that's sport. When you're down, you're down, and it takes a lot of mental and physical strength to turn that around.
The bottom four play each other on Monday night. It's UCD against Sligo and Dublin. Cork are in the bottom three now after losing to Derry City. They play you. So how big are those two games?
Well, we take 2 draws. Look, you know, we're down bodies again with the sending off and a few injuries. We're already with 5 out with long-term injuries, and we've added to there, so we haven't got a good record down in Turner's Cross. But we've got to try and go and get something over it, you know, like that we're out on our feet there. You can see that the Sligo, the full-time side, they were much stronger and fitter in the last 20 minutes, and that's natural. You know, what do we need, you ask me? Need new players? You know, this we can't attract... with a good bunch of lads there, you know, we tried to attract one or two of the Sligo players before they signed here, and financially we can't get near it. That's not a criticism, it's a compliment of what the Sligo can do here and what they can generate to their credit.
Can we finish this interview with an observation? The Finn Harps dressing room door is open here, and if you don't mind, I was looking in a few moments ago and there was a man with a sweeping brush tidying the visitor's dressing room, and it was you, the manager. That's a nice touch.
Oh, look, come here. We were all reared. You know, it's a different generation I brought up in. You know, that's normal. You know, there's a little bit of respect and dignity, and, you know, we've been beaten 10 games in a row. And we take our defeat, and we take our oil, and we compliment the opposition when they're